Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The Wyoming Republican Party has voted overwhelmingly to censure Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney for her vote to impeach former President Donald Trump. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck has more.
Party officials say they're particularly upset that Cheney voted to impeach Trump without a hearing. Only 8 of the 74 state GOP Central Committee members opposed the censure, which will lead to Cheney losing financial support from the party. They also called for her to resign from Congress. Cheney was invited to address the meeting but didn't attend. State Senator Anthony Bouchard, who's hoping to defeat Cheney in 2022, tweeted an empty seat with her name on it. It says that it shows she's out of touch with Wyoming. Cheney said in a statement that she remains honored to represent the state and will always fight for issues important to Wyoming. She's the third-ranking Republican member in the U.S. House. For NPR News, I'm Bob Beck in Laramie.
Inmates at a St. Louis jail smashed windows Saturday and lit small fires during an uprising. As St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports, it's the latest protest over conditions at the facility.
This was the third uprising at the city-owned jail since December. Inmates have been protesting over health conditions and delayed court hearings caused by the pandemic. This disturbance started at around 3 a.m. when officials say an inmate overpowered and injured a guard. During the disruption, other inmates were able to jimmy the locks on their cells. More than 100 prisoners eventually got out and smashed fourth-floor windows. They lit items on fire and threw chairs down to the street for 6 hours before guards regained control. Public Safety Director Jimmy Edwards says the weaknesses in the cell locks is a long-known problem, and the prison is working to upgrade them. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Delaney in St. Louis.
Chicago public school officials are negotiating this weekend with the teachers' union to try to make a deal over resuming in-person learning. If they can't agree, a strike is possible. Sarah Karp from member station WBEZ has more.
A showdown is set for Monday between Chicago's mayor and the teachers' union as they negotiate a deal over reopening schools. If nothing materializes before then, a strike becomes a greater possibility. But both the mayor and the union have insisted they want to avoid a strike, which would cancel classes for 280,000 students.
Sarah Karp from member station WBEZ. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom has issued revised guidelines for churches during the pandemic. On Friday night, the Supreme Court struck down a state ban on indoor church services as a violation of religious liberty. The ruling will allow California to limit attendance to 25% of a building's capacity and restrict singing and chanting. The virus is more easily transmitted indoors. Singing and chanting releases droplets, can then spread infections. This is NPR. Voters in Ecuador go to the polls Sunday to select a new president. More than a dozen candidates have entered the race, meaning a runoff election in April is likely. A major issue is a deepening economic crisis made worse by the pandemic. If you want chicken wings for the Super Bowl and haven't ordered them yet, you might want to get on that. As Stephanie Colombini with member station WUSF reports, the pandemic has created a shortage.
John Castadina owns McDivitt's Wings and Raw Bar in Tampa, the Super Bowl host city. He's got four lists for chicken wing orders.
Number one and number two are guaranteed to get their wings. Number three will be probably guaranteed. Number four, I don't know. But if you call the day of, good luck.
Castadina says he wanted to sell 60 cases this Super Bowl, or about 15,000 wings. But he's only got a little more than half of that in stock so far, and says his provider is sending what it can in small increments. The National Chicken Council says Americans ate more wings during the pandemic, likely because they relied on takeout. Castadina says that's driven up demand ahead of the big game.
You know, people love their wings.
He hopes there's enough to keep everyone happy. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Colombini in Tampa.
The Super Bowl is Sunday night between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Kickoff is 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. It will be a different sort of Super Bowl because of the pandemic, with far fewer people in attendance, about 25,000. Many of them will be vaccinated healthcare workers or getting in free. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.